Today's prayer focus, tearing down strongholds in our friends, acquaintances, those that we know on social media and beyond. Did you ever try to share Jesus with a friend only to find out the conversation got switched to another subject? How about your old friends that you still contact through social media? Tried to post something about the Lord only to find out they unfriended you or you heard no response? It can be challenging to share the gospel with people you know fairly well, but we have so many tools to pray and intercede against anything, trying to keep them blinded from the truth. We know the truth, Jesus, who can set them free. Let's pray today their eyes will be open to the truth about the Lord, their ears to hear him knocking on the doors of their hearts, and their hearts softened to receive what he says, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's seek God's power to work in our friends' hearts and lives in ways we never could. And let's pray especially that every stronghold argument would be destroyed in Jesus' name and by the power of his word. So, Father, we come before you and we thank you for our friends. You are so rich in mercy and you loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, you gave us life when you raised Christ from the dead. It is only by grace that we have been saved, Ephesians 2, 4 through 5. So, Father, we are thankful for your grace in our lives. Apart from your work, we would still be dead in our sins, but you have forgiven us and raised us to life in Jesus. So, Lord, we want our friends to know your grace also. We pray that you would save them and raise them up to new life in Christ. Give them faith that Jesus died for them and was raised again. Let them rejoice in your love. Ezekiel 34:12, as a shepherd looks for his scattered sheep when he's among the flock, so you will look for your flock. You will rescue them from all the places to which they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. Lord, our friends are lost, but we know that no one is too far gone for you, our great shepherd, to find and rescue them. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to seek and save the lost. Thank you that he laid down his life for us. We pray that in your grace, our friends will be found. We pray that they would look back with amazement at how your goodness and mercy pursued them, even when they went astray. Jesus, you said you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through you. So, Heavenly Father, we believe Jesus is the only way. Help our friends to see and understand there is no other name by which we can be saved. Open their eyes to see the truth about you. Show them that Jesus is the one who gives eternal life. We pray your spirit would help them to be reconciled to you through faith in Christ. And you said in Romans 10:14, how can they call on you to save them unless they believe in you? And how can they believe in you if they've never heard about you? And how can they hear about you unless someone tells them? Lord, help us to be faithful to share the good news about Jesus with our friends, even when they don't accept it initially. Give us the boldness and courage to speak up because we love them. Thank you for equipping us with your word to share the truth about Jesus with our friend. Please let them hear your word and believe. We pray they, our friends, would call upon Jesus and be saved. In Jesus' mighty name.